Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Fisheries Ministry targets new lobster regime for the 2017-18 season and encourages expansion of fisheries markets and species. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Andre Palmer. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, you know so much customer there.
Just memory self, because no, please.
You know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking, and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Government has underscored its commitment to implement a new lobster regime for the 2017-2018 lobster season. Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says the regime created with the participation of industry stakeholders will outline steps for the granting of lobster licenses. The new system should be completed by October for implementation early next year.
This process will be equitable with due consideration to the management of the resources in a sustainable way. It will allow for new entrants, but will also support current investors.
Minister Samuda says the regime will also encourage greater investment in the acquisition of more boats, marketing, research and development, and will ensure that more jobs are created in the sector.
Artisanal fishers, folks, will not be placed at a disadvantage as a result of this move.
In the meantime, Minister Samuda says government is encouraging new investment in the open sea fish markets to include pelagic species such as tuna and sea cucumber. This as part of efforts to expand these markets. Aquaculture is another area targeted for expansion, and there will be an overhauling of the allocation criteria and mechanisms for these resources.
The new mechanism will allow for the encouragement of new investments even while enabling long-standing players to make a decent return on their investment.
Additionally, the government has reviewed a draft policy that will provide the framework for partnership with the private sector to explore and determine the abundance of species such as tuna and sea cucumber. Thereafter, management regimes will be established to facilitate the sustainable development of these species. And now for Jamaican saying of the day. Hot needle burn thread. Translation, hot needle burns thread. And this means impatience can be disastrous.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll-free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
We've come to the end of today's program. For producer Andrew James Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.